Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Monday, the 22nd of July. I hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us. The whole idea of the session, as you know, is to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So again, another pretty busy week for geopolitics with Biden finally stepping down. He was adamant there a few days ago he'll be continuing the fight. And clearly he has been probably seriously advised to step down, and he's finally given in. Now it opens up a whole variety of different opportunities and basically reignites the presidential race for the White House. Now how much of a race it will be, there's a very, very large gap to try and close. And the impact that that could potentially have for Europe and China and Russia is really quite considerable. They've kind of endorsed Donald Trump to a large degree. Certainly, some of your more roguish type nations would probably choose that particular pathway with all his trade war rhetoric, the fact that he claims he'll be able to end the war in Ukraine overnight when he gets into office. It's going to be a very, very interesting run in now to the election. It's going to be, we believe Kamala Harris is now putting herself forward. She'll be picking her running mate, and we'll probably hear from a few others that may be entering the race as well. So we'll have primaries for the Democratic Party, start that whole political process again, and we'll see who is running head-to-head with Donald Trump. It certainly, I suppose, gives the Democrats a bit of an opportunity to get back into the race. We've still got technically enough time, I guess. The election in November, we've got the best part of 4 months, so yeah, it's an opportunity for Democrats to see if they can put a team forward that can get close to Donald Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see how the next few months unfold with an awful lot at stake for many reasons. So the big question is, you know, what does this ultimately mean for markets going forward? Biden dropping out and Trump, you know, sitting pretty, but, you know, may see that his lead close slightly. So these markets definitely have a few aspects to consider. We've got a particular view. We're going to be focusing very carefully on the price action and see what these opportunities can give us. Okay, so good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Let's get into it then. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, in terms of a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade, hopefully to a successful outcome, along with trade psychology? All very important features of trading financial markets, and we address these considerations every day in our practical live trade rooms. And we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So, firstly, is there any major news events over the course of the day that could impact price action? And I suppose the very, very simple and straightforward answer today, being Monday, the 22nd of July, I've not seen a trading day like this for a little while. There's absolutely nothing. And we've already had the loan prime rates for China, for the Chinese economy, lowering 10 basis points across the board, the 1 year and the 5 year. Making the cost of loans just that little bit cheaper. So with the Chinese economy, you know, struggling to a very significant degree, massive housing problem across China. It's one to watch from an economic growth perspective. So we'll see how that plays out. Just very quickly, tomorrow we've just got existing home sales and the manufacturing index, Richmond manufacturing index. And that's all at 3 p.m. And then Wednesday, we've got a week full of manufacturing and services PMI numbers. We'll be hearing from the Bank of Canada, expected a 25 basis point rate cut. We'll be hearing from the governor of the Bank of Canada. And then on Thursday, we've got GDP. So quarter on quarter, previously it came in lower. This time we're seeing the potential for a little bit of a bounce. And unemployment claims came in slightly stronger last week, and we're still around the 240 level. So we'll see where that comes in. And core PCE price index. So we talk about this a lot. It is the Fed's preferred index to look at, specifically when it comes to inflation. And we can potentially expect a little bounce. Previously 0.1, this time 0.2. So that's certainly not going in the right direction to support the inflation number. So, you know, a big week, a very quiet start to the week. I think the geopolitical developments will by far sort of dominate market sentiment for now. But the week does start to get far more interesting as we go through the week. So looking at these markets then, just from a broad overview perspective, Friday we finished in a fairly strong risk-off trade, and we saw further continuation, even though, you know, like we're seeing now, a little bit of a bounce. Our overall bias has been to the downside the last 3 days. We're able to get into a good few of these trades, and we're still in those trades. And you can see the initial reaction really to Biden stepping out, a little bit of a positive reaction around support. The bad news comes if this little bounce fails, if it starts to roll back over to the downside like it did on Friday and like it did on Thursday, to be fair. Then these markets do have a little bit more of a problem to contend with. You can see the strong rally for crude oil. We were talking an awful lot about we would like to really buy this market below the $80 level. And Friday, we kind of, in a couple of hours, we kind of raced through that $80 level, really pushed lower. We saw gold pull back into support into that 2391 level. And you can see the little bit of a bounce. We saw an initial strong reaction in the euro dollar and the pound dollar and in gold as well. A little bit of a bounce, a little bit of positivity perhaps on the fact that Biden has dropped out and we might have Kamala Harris running for presidency in the US. A little bit of a strong bounce, a bit of a risk on type trade. However, that's seems to be falling apart just a little bit, more so in line with our expectations, because Trump still has a massive lead. And last week it was pretty much nailed on that Trump would be elected. Not seeing much evidence that that's likely to change. So it's going to be interesting to just monitor these indice markets and see if we get further momentum higher. So a bearish 3 days. We've seen some capital literally come out of the tech stocks and be allocated on a bit more of a broader basis. So it's referred to as a kind of a rotation of capital. If you can imagine, you know, a lot of capital have been funneled into your AI stocks, a very small number of them. They've been just going up and up and up and up and up. The last 3 or 4 days, those have started to unwind, and there's a bit of profit taking, it seems. So what you get is you get literally capital coming out of your AI tech stocks, and it's going into sort of broader equities. And as a result, we're seeing things like the Dow Jones. If we have a look at the Dow Jones quickly, we sold off on Friday quite aggressively, but we had been rallying really quite aggressively with that sort of broadened aspect to it. And in the Russell as well, we had a big bit of a sharp run up. But what happened on kind of Thursday and Friday is the overall market dynamics started to shift to a little bit more of a risk-off trade. So we started to see the dollar strengthen. We started to see the yen as well strengthen quite considerably. We're actually still in the Nikkei, and we're very close to taking profit. In fact, we're going to be doing that now this morning. I would pretty much, I mean, we may end up just taking out our take profit just at those lower levels. So a really decent trade, structural failure trade, roll over to the downside, strong swing down to these lows. And all we needed to do was be a little bit patient. Our bias is still ultimately lower for the CAC and also the DAX. And we really did have, this is not easy to trade, this type of move where you had this little channel rallying and we start to see prices break higher. And then you just get a really sharp pullback clearing out or clearing through the moving averages. And then you get prices bouncing back into those levels. So perhaps some attempt to push higher at that rolls over would be a better type of trading opportunity. But certainly, some of the price action on Friday, we were able to benefit from that move across most markets. But we've had some moves from the DAX and from crude oil as well, which you know wasn't easy after this rampant rally and then the rollover to the downside. And we've been talking about the $80 level for quite some time. We got below there last week and then rallied again, and then ultimately that rollover makes some further progress. So commodity wise, strong pullback from gold from all-time highs. So we're going to be watching carefully to see if we get this further rollover to the downside. And we need to get a little bit more information on that. And that's what this morning's trading session is going to try and do. So look at the strength that we're seeing in the yen. It's just feeding into that risk-on trade. So there's the potential for a little mini structural failure trade in the euro yen, and the pound yen is now finally coming back to strong support with the dollar yen. So the yen seems to be the strongest currency out there, because we have the dollar looks like could start strengthening against the pound and the euro after a little bit of a bounce. So we're still in those trades, but the yen seems to be the stronger currency. The euro and the pound seem to be somewhat weaker. Nothing really against the Swiss franc, and the CAD as well is quite weak, along with the Aussie dollar. Again, these are all just pullback opportunities in a market that has been kind of rallying for some time. Further momentum to the downside, as you can see, in the New Zealand dollar. So we're quite comfortable with our exposure. It's very much in line with the risk-off trade over the last few days. And we're just going to watch very carefully to see if we get a bounce, because if this starts to roll back over to the downside, we shall certainly we'll further be able to benefit from the trades that we're currently in, and may be able to add kind of one or two opportunities as well. Okay, so let's summarize these markets then. We are looking for kind of this risk-off market condition to continue. Now, there's a bit of a question mark over whether that would be the case. Would I be super excited that that Biden has dropped out and it really depends who the Republican Party choose, if there is a contest to go up against Donald Trump. And then it's very much in Donald Trump's hands in terms of how he conducts himself in that presidential race, and how sort of low or dirty things, you know, can get again. There was an air of unity last week post the Trump shooting, which didn't really seem to last very long. It did for a short period. You know, they did make some references to unity, and then it seemed like they were on the attack again. So, that was a bit of a missed opportunity, perhaps. But it is a presidential debate and election with Donald Trump front and center, and that's always going to be pretty turbulent. So, so we're really looking at the potential for risk off market conditions to continue. As a result, further indice weakness. Whoops. I'll just share the last slide with you. Whoops. So further rotation potentially is likely. You know, we've got a 2 or 3 day reversal Wednesday to Friday last week, and the rotation trade was front and center. We'll start to come off that a little bit on Friday, but could that persist again today and tomorrow? Absolutely. Let's see how we get on. Dollar strength, be selective. And further yen strength. So we were able to get in on Friday, and well, all of last week, we were able to get into the indices, the dollar strength, and weren't quite able to pull the trigger on any of the yen strength trades, but we'll have a look. We'll have a look for further yen strength today. So it's very similar to last Friday. Where we're likely to get the most interesting response is in the indices, specifically the US indices, which is where we're pretty much committed to and currently trading. So let's run with this. In terms of the bond markets, it's probably worth just discussing very, very briefly. Pretty much during this strong move across the equity markets, too much, to be fair. In fact, kind of bounced off their lows a little bit, with the 2-year sitting at 4.5. It looks quite choppy, but it seems like we've been around this 4.20 now for a good week and a half maybe. And we're kind of bouncing off the lows in the 2-year. So we still have pretty close to 30 basis point differential between the 2 and the 10. There was talk early last week of that, you know, beginning to close and what that would mean. And now it's widened again. So as things evolve, we'll probably see changes in that respect. But for now, nothing really to kind of add. We don't really have much confirmation in either direction from the bond markets just yet. So that's our trade plan. Let's post that into the chat box. Thanks very much for joining us. Okay, I'll post this into the chat box as I just introduce this next page, and I'll post this as well into the chat box there for you, so you can take that away just for reference purposes. Today's trade plan, that's what we're looking for now. Yeah, major market narratives in terms of risk on and risk off. Well, we've had to introduce, there was the expectation that we might get some sort of rotation away from AI tech at some point. And last week we started to see that formally become a bit of a rotation trade. And as a result, it plays into the risk on, risk off dynamics. And there was a few comments last week about the AI stock, the six or seven, you know, large cap AI stocks that we all know of, Nvidia and Apple and Microsoft and Amazon, Facebook, Alphabet. So the risk on seems to be when capital is moving towards those individual equities. And you could argue that the risk off trade is when capital's coming out of those six or seven stocks and moving into the broader markets. So it's an extra, it shows you how markets evolve. It's an extra sort of narrative to discuss. And as we know, these narratives can shift on a heartbeat. They can shift very, very quickly. So for now, we're kind of still sticking with this rotation away from AI, which we're likely to see a risk-off market dynamic with indices continuing to make progress to the downside. The dollar is likely to strengthen. Bond yields may rally, which they have done very, very minimally, and lower moves in commodity markets, which is what we're seeing as well. So we're seeing this risk-off trade. Are we doing it because of higher rates, a sticky inflation, a hard landing, recession fears? No. The reason for the risk-off trade is around this rotation of capital. So I hope that makes some sense, trying to, you know, categorize what's happening. It's not that easy to keep track of it. It gets quite convoluted at times, but trying to simplify things in your head. So if we start selling the indices or buying the dollar, we're doing so more likely because of that potential for a rotation. Okay, so look, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade in financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 a calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and we'll speak to you there. Thanks so much, guys. On that note, listen, take care, and we're going to switch rooms now to our live trading mentorship room. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. We'll see you then. Great stuff, guys. My pleasure. Bye for now. Take care. Bye-bye.